In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O night divine, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. It's the night of second chances for humanity. As the Byzantines say, Christ is born, glorify him. This might be the one night of the year where poetry speaks louder than prose. It came a flower bright amid the cold of winter when half spent was the night. Isaiah has foretold it in words of promise sure, and Mary's arms enfold it. A virgin meek and pure, through God's eternal will, she bore to men a Savior at midnight, calm and still. Well, it's at midnight, calm and still, that here we are, together worshiping Jesus on this night of second chances for humanity. St. Augustine preached this about Christmas. He said, "You would have suffered eternal death had the divine word not been born in time. You would have perished had he not come, the festive day on which he who is the great and eternal day came from the great and endless day of eternity into our short day of time." What did this look like from the point of view of heaven? I'll close and listen closely, since we're almost done, with a poem that I wrote in seminary on what I think it must have been like from heaven, from the point of the view of the angels, this very first Christmas. "One will be sent in the flesh," thundered the most beautiful Trinity, "to the angels in all the courts of heaven eons ago. In perfect harmony they rejoiced. But later they wondered if anyone but a lowly archangel like Raphael, still more glorious than a burning star, could dare condescend again to take flesh, as Raphael did for Tobit. Their best guess for the new assignment was Gabriel. God said, Gabriel will go, but in spirit as preparation. One much higher than he will become flesh. But how the angels wondered. A cherubim's eyes would melt the trees and mountains. No human warrior's body could even instantaneously hold the power of a seraphim. Who will go in the flesh? And they intuited through each other like laser beams, seared and alit by the thought of leaving the splendor of heaven for the dirt and sorrow of earth with man. And then the answer came from God. I will become man. After ages of silence, awe, wonder, war, and adoration, a high angel said, the Lord's voice flashes flames of fire. What warrior shall you absorb for your powerful and wise task? And God replied, I shall assume the body and nature of a poor baby, and I will eventually be nailed to a tree to die quietly without friends. This will be for mercy for all. All fell down in confused adoration that the essence of God would be humility. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.